This is Colourful.
More politics now at the London level. We've been talking about Clegg and Cameron at the national level. Okay, let's bring it back within the M25 and the empire of Boris Johnson. He's had the job of mayor for, what, 2.5 years or so now, and he'll have it, all being well, through till May 2012. What about after that? Well, looking at the latest polls from ComRes, he's going to be a shoo-in next time, because whoever stands against him, whether it's Ken Livingstone or Una King, at the moment he is more popular than the two of them combined. Tony Travers, Professor of London Government at the London School of Economics. Tony, what do you think? I mean, I was surprised when I saw how popular Boris still is.
Well, he clearly is popular. ComRes has done this poll and it shows Boris Johnson on 45, and when asked the same question of Ken Livingstone and Una King as the Labour potential candidates, I think their numbers were 27 and 9 respectively. So you're right, the Labour totals, is the two of them together, assuming they all voted together, is well below the Johnson figure. I mean, of course, it's early days. As you rightly said, Boris is 2.5 years into a 4-year term. There's another year and a half to go. And in that time, the coalition's big spending cuts will have their impact. And it's possible, likely, that some of that will rub off on Boris Johnson's popularity.
And I suppose we haven't factored in the shadowy figure of Lembit Opik for the Lib Dems if he gets the, if he gets the nomination.
Well, each time you think these elections can't get any better, they do, don't they? It's true, Lembit Opik has thrown his, you know, put himself forward as the possible Liberal Democrat candidate. I mean, it has so far been a bit of a poison chalice for the Lib Dems. Susan Cramer, who stood for them the first time in 2000, did relatively well, but subsequently Simon Hughes and then Brian Paddick did less well. And I think it's very difficult, but clearly the Lib Dems have now got Lembit Opik as a possibility. That would be quite a contest between him and Boris Johnson and either Ken Livingstone or Una King.
What's interesting, you know, you say he's only 2.5 years in. In fact, this would be normally the point at which somebody would be most unpopular electorally. And it's quite interesting that he's managed to retain such popularity. But what is interesting also is if were he to win again, would he then make, do you think, represent a more potent challenge potentially to David Cameron? Because we hear a lot about the Cameron-Johnson rift.
It's an interesting question. I mean, he has proved amazingly popular. And I think the thing about Boris Johnson is, particularly within the Conservative Party, he appeals to really all types of Conservatives. He has a very powerful personality, which he can project through the media, and people understand it. I mean, like him or, you know, whether they approve of his politics or not, I think quite a lot of people sort of can feel and see that personality. Now, so that is a major benefit for him, I think. And for the others, I mean, they've always got to cope with that. For David Cameron, there is the issue of would Boris Johnson be a potential threat whilst he, Boris Johnson, is in City Hall? Because really the only place you could be a threat to David Cameron is if you were in Parliament. Mm. And if Boris stands again for mayor, which he said he will, and if he were to win it, that means he'd be in City Hall unless he stood down before the end of a second term, he'd be there till 2016. And by that time, Cameron will either have, you know, begun to come to the end of his period as Prime Minister, as they often do after 6 or 7 years. And, you know, if so, would it be Boris Johnson? Would it be somebody else who challenged Cameron at that point? But clearly there's a real rivalry here. There is more than just the media making it up.
People always, you know, say what you said at the beginning, like wonder whether in 2 years' time when the cuts really kick in, whether that will affect people's views of Boris and whether they'll vote for him again. But I kind of feel that he's out there as a sort of more independent candidate and people don't so closely attach him. I mean, yes, he's a tough and an obvious Tory, but on the other hand, they're not really attaching him to David Cameron and what's going on, in, you know, government-wise. And so I kind of feel that they just see him as this sort of lone ranger out there. And if they like him, they're going to continue to like him regardless.
I mean, I think there is an element of truth about that. If you look at the sort of so-called vox pops that the newspapers and TV do, and radio does, you know, when there's an issue of this kind, and lots of people say things about him that boil down to, well, you know, I don't know what he's really been doing, but I kind of quite like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite a difficult thing for an opponent, and the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats are going to have to come to terms with this. Fighting somebody on the grounds they're bad or they've delivered bad policies is rather easier than trying to fight somebody's personality. And clearly, although Boris Johnson is a centrist conservative, in many ways, of the old school, he manages to project an image which is somehow above politics. I mean, in fairness, Ken Livingston was always able to project an image of somehow being, and was indeed, different to the Labour Party, particularly when Tony Blair was Prime Minister. But, so I think anybody who is going to be Mayor of London will always have to have a position distant from their own party. London is, as Henry said at the beginning, very different to national politics. It's just, you know, within the M25 is in many ways like an island state.
It is, isn't it? And isn't it interesting that we've got this kind of Ken and Boris world, which is a sort of parallel world to the real, to the national world, and they sort of, neither of them bear any relation, in a sense, to the national picture.
And that's true, and in many ways, the self-image that Ken Livingston, when he was mayor, Ken generated for London, which Boris has continued in many ways, of, you know, London as an outward-looking international city full of people from all over the world, you know, which is, in a sense, more part of the rest of the world than in some ways than it is of Britain. That's the self-image they project. It's not dissimilar to what you meet in New York or Toronto or other big cities of this kind, and they, in many ways, they have more in common with each other and the people who live in them, in some ways, than, you know, sometimes they do with the rest of the country in which we sit. So, you know, in that sense, London's self-image and the politics within it is not that dissimilar to that of, say, New York or Toronto.
And that's the thing about Ken. You know what Ken's about. You know, you can look around and point to the things he's done. With Boris, like you say, it's almost starting to be irrelevant. People can't point to what he's done apart from the bikes, and yet they still seem to like him. And I'm wondering, Tony, whether you think that Ken's a spent force, and if so, why?
Well, Ken Livingston is never going to be a spent force. He is one of the most durable and extraordinarily long-lived politicians of all our time. And I think that for him, that the real challenge now, if he were to be the Labour candidate, and we mustn't prejudge the decision of the Labour members who'll decide this at the end of the week, or by the end of the week, but if he were to be the candidate against Boris Johnson, he will have to, I think, very radically reinvent himself, this is Ken, as a party or, as a mayor or mayoral candidate who can be new and different, simultaneously established and experienced to deal with London at a difficult time, whilst at the same time putting himself forward as a candidate of change. And in particular, I think he's got a big challenge in the outer boroughs, where this poll that started all this off shows that Boris Johnson is very, very popular relatively very popular in outer London. So I think if it were to be Ken against Boris again, then Ken would really have to become not only the candidate of deep experience, but also the candidate of change. And he'll have to signal that if he's going to cope with Boris Johnson's extraordinary capacity to project his own image through the press.
Are you saying then, in a way, that Una King might represent a more difficult target for Boris, in a sense?
I think that is possible. I mean, if you just look at it as the choice within the Labour Party, there's no doubt that Una King, who is, and I'm not being ageist here, younger, and she's a woman, and she is has Caribbean heritage, I think. African-American heritage, forgive
and
me.
Jewish.
And Jewish, yes. Well, it does represent, therefore, an image that is very different in many ways and would signal change. And clearly, Ken Livingstone, who's been around a very long time, is going to have to work much harder to signal that. And so I do think that the Labour Party, as it finally votes in this, will be bearing that in mind. But and so you're right. I think that in the sense of what people as individuals can signal, it's important in that sense. The difference between them.
Tremendous. Tony, thank you very much indeed. Looking forward to two major results from the Labour Party this weekend. Thank you very much for joining us this Tuesday morning.
This is Colourful.